Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get an update on what is happening in El Paso following the shooting there this weekend. Jim Ryan is our ABC News correspondent. He is in El Paso this morning. Jim, I can only imagine that it's a pretty somber, bad situation there today.
Well, it is. People of El Paso now are dealing with this, John, and doing so as constructively as they think they can. I think they're kind of feeling desperate, wanting to do something. Yesterday, I went to a blood bank not too far from the Walmart where the shooting happened, and people were just lined up out the door willing to donate blood. Others were bringing bottles of water for people waiting in the hot sun and food. And so, yeah, I think the community really is trying to pull together to deal with this really horrific situation. 20 people killed, 26 others wounded in this mass shooting at the Walmart on Saturday, John.
What do we know for sure about the shooter? Because I've been reading lots of different little anecdotes, and I can't trust social media. So have we pinned down details on him?
Yeah, well, he's 21 years old. He comes from the Dallas area, the city of Allen, which is about 650 miles away from here. Apparently made the long drive in the Honda, which now has been towed away.
It's a long way to drive to do this.
Oh, yeah. Why? 650 miles.
That seems bizarre.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you look at this quote manifesto, which now the FBI is pretty confident that he did write, they're very cautious in the beginning to say we can't precisely nail this down to him. They do feel it was written by him. And it talks about what he calls an invasion of illegals into the country. It talks about his hatred of Hispanics. After his arrest, he gave up peacefully. Once all the shooting was done, he simply put the gun down and surrendered to the police who were there, told them that after his arrest that he wanted to, quote, kill as many Mexicans as possible. And in fact, John, 7 of the people who were killed were Mexican. The other 14 are from the El Paso area. So if it was his goal to target specifically Hispanics and maybe specifically Mexicans, coming to El Paso was a shrewd and kind of sinister ploy.
So his peaceful surrender, if I read the manifesto correctly, assuming I was reading the same document and that it's a valid document, that's in contrast with what I took as a go out in a blaze of glory type a sentiment in the document.
Right. Well, you know, who knows? Did he lose his nerve and decide not to kill himself or not to engage the police and die by suicide by cop or what? It could be at the same time, John, that he's kind of a Timothy McVeigh type who wants to get out his message, which clearly is a message of hatred. And to do so, he has to be alive. And maybe that's why he surrendered. We don't know that at this point.
Do we have any more background on where he came from and how he pulled this whole thing together? I mean, if let's say I wanted to commit a crime like this, which I do not, would never, even if I was furious with somebody, wouldn't want to do this. I'm not sure that I would know how to even take step one to do it. Or am I overanalyzing it?
Well, this is a pretty simple thing. I go back to McVeigh. That took a lot of planning
with the bombing in the back of the van. And
yeah, I should have been more. Yeah, this was Oklahoma City. And,
right.
You know, that went on and on. But and in fact, he wrote in the guy here that the planning lasted a little less than a month. And it was pretty simple. Get a gun, apparently purchased legally, an assault-style rifle, walk into the Walmart store. By the way, walking in, carrying the gun openly is legal in Texas. This is an open carry state.
Right.
And then start shooting. So it wasn't as though a lot of forethought needed to go into this thing. A pretty simple and deadly plan that was horrifically effective, John.
Well, I'm sure we'll get more details as we go forward, and we're waiting to hear from the president at 10. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent in El Paso, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, you get what I'm saying, though? I mean, why drive to El Paso? Why pick the Walmart? I really, I mean, I not inexperienced at using weapons, but I'm not sure that I would put two and two together, and I don't think I'm a dummy about this. I just the whole thing is very odd to me. But maybe we'll get more details as the day unfolds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.